As an Ozarks at Large listener, you may have noticed that at the end of every show, we highlight a smaller or lesser known town in the KUAF listening area. And perhaps we discuss its location. For this month's installment of What's in a Name, we look at the names of some of the smaller towns in Washington County, Arkansas. Jerry Hogan is a member of the Washington County Historical Society and author of the soon-to-be-released book, Angels in the Ozarks. Hogan says that it wasn't until the 1820s that people began settling northwest Arkansas. Most towns earned their names from the postmaster at the time of the post office's inception, either after that postmaster or a name of his choosing. Hogan didn't necessarily say this, but based on my observation of our conversation, towns' namesakes came from three places, either its location, like West Fork, it's literally the West Fork of the White River, a religious name like Zion, or after someone or some family, like Durham. For today's installment of What's in a Name, we'll start with those that named the county seat of Washington County, Fayetteville. The town of Cane Hill, in western Washington County, was founded by a couple of men who were Cumberland Presbyterians.
Two of those men actually named Fayetteville after their hometown of Fayetteville, Tennessee. It was James Buchanan and John Woody actually named Fayetteville. And they were two of the commissioners that established Washington County. And then they asked them to name they had to rename Fayetteville from Washington Courthouse, and it was those two guys. The next flash forward of the Washington County Historical Society will have my mini article about the men who named Fayetteville, because most people don't know the actual names of the guys.
As Hogan will point out, many of the towns in Washington County have a connection to Fayetteville, beginning with what is today a small town almost on the Oklahoma-Arkansas border, Evansville.
It's one of the more interesting to me because it's named after Lewis Evans, who was our first sheriff of Washington County. He did a sheriff census in 1829. He opened the first store out there in 1830, and he led that gold expedition out of Fayetteville in 1849, Captain Lewis. So Evansville, boy, he's got that one tied down.
Another location named after a person is Tontytown, though it is pretty well known that this small city was named after the explorer Henry de Tonty. But it was named that by Father Pietro Bandini, who established the town for Italian immigrants.
One story I want to tell about Father Bandini, if I could, is that here in Fayetteville, Albert M. Burns built in the late 1880s and early 1900s. He built everything. He built all of our original schools. And I think because they were Catholic was the connection between them. Mr. Burns was an Irishman. And when Father Bandini was getting ill towards the end of his life, I found an article that talked about Mr. Burns took him down to Little Rock to the hospital, and they kept him there kind of hospice at the end of his life. And they said the services were held in Mr. Burns' house for Father Bandini. So I kind of like that. It's kind of a nice little touch.
Durham in eastern Washington County was settled in the 1830s, but it's debatable where the name Durham comes from. There were Durhams in the area, which is the most likely case, but it is also rumored that it was named after Durham, Scotland, or Durham, North Carolina. Durham's claim to fame is that it is the home of Major League Baseball player Sherm Lawler, who got his start as a bat boy with the Fayetteville Angels in the early 1940s. As we move west to Elkins, we find the home of another major leaguer, Jim King, who is still alive and living in Elkins.
Apparently Elkins is a conglomerate, a combination of communities, Hood and Harris. And Hood seems to have had a date of about 1885 and Harris about 1888. According to the books and the history, it says Elkins was incorporated in 1964, which I assume means, incorporated in 1964. But it was Elkins way before that, because it was Elkins when I was a kid. I remember very clearly.
Hogan isn't sure why it's called Elkins, perhaps due to elk that roam the area, or maybe after a family. Ray's Mill is yet another town with a connection to Fayetteville, though it was originally named Valley Steam Mill.
But the guy that put up Ray's Mill is William H. Ray, and he's the son of Pleasant Vincent Ray, the first mayor of Fayetteville. If I'm not getting this wrong, and I might be, but I think William Ray is the guy who won a bunch of money in a gambling and used it to buy the mill. I think it's the right one. And that's a great story if it was.
There's also the town of Johnson, just north of Fayetteville, named after the Johnson Mill. Winslow in southern Washington County, formerly Summit Home, changed with the advent of the railroad, named after Edward F. Winslow, president of the Frisco Railroad. Winslow was once a busy and thriving milling, logging, and tourist town, thanks to the railroad. Then there are the towns with names that are religious in nature. Hogan's birthplace, Zion, is a biblical synonym for Jerusalem or a portion of that city. Zion Road in Fayetteville, Hogan says, is the road to Zion. And not far from my home is Goshen, originally College Grove.
And the late A.D. Poole, who used to be was the president of the Washington County Historical Society, was trying to find out why it was College Grove. And he had it pinned down. I think the guy's name was Wainwright, or Reverend Wainwright. And A.D. had him pinned down to the Methodist Church here in town. And he thinks he named it after some town he came from.
It was renamed Goshen by the Reverend Moses Dutton, who later became the postmaster of that city, and is a very distant relative of Hogan by marriage. The land of Goshen is named in the Bible as the place in Egypt given to the Hebrews by the Pharaoh of Joseph. Mount Comfort is a town out to the northwest corner of Washington County, and yet another name religious in nature. It refers to the Sermon on the Mount, the longest piece from Jesus in the New Testament, a series of moral teachings and sayings. Some obvious names in Washington County: Lincoln, after President Abraham Lincoln, though it wasn't settled until 20 years after his assassination. Prairie Grove, a grove on a prairie. Elm Springs. Farmington, with ton meaning belonging to, so belonging to farming. And Greenland. This research, Hogan gives credit to some of the students there.
The names it had, originally it was Frog Pond, which makes it one of my favorite ones. And it was renamed Rugby for a while by, I think that was railroad people in 82. And it was called Staunton in 86, and then Greenland in 1909, incorporated in 1910.
Jerry Hogan is a member of the Washington County Historical Society and author of the book Angels in the Ozarks. He will be at the Fayetteville Public Library for a book launch Saturday, November 23rd, from 11 a.m. to noon. This is Ozarks at Large.